Time now for the shocking stat of the week. You know, as Canada's population continues to explode, we've had 1,032,000 newcomers. The population's grown by that much in the last 9 months. I mean, it's well over 2 million in the last 2 years. Well, as that continues, the need for new housing has become even more acute. And this week, over 2 years after the government was actually warned in advance by Immigration, Refugee and Citizenship Canada that we were going to have a housing crunch, it was inevitable. The Prime Minister finally acknowledged the problem. He said immigration to Canada has, in quotes, grown at a rate far beyond what Canada's been able to absorb. He added that temporary immigration has caused so much pressure in our communities in relation to housing. Well, that's absolutely true. I mean, on Money Talks, we've been talking and warning about this, you know, housing and a rental crisis for well over 4 years, spurred by the new immigration targets, along with record temporary visas. The thing that kills me, though, is, you know, the government obviously made the immigration targets. They knew we were having, you know, an influx of people on temporary visas. There was no plan whatsoever to handle the housing part of that equation. And that's been what's so dominant in the last, I don't know what it is, 5 months, 6 months. Because you remember last July, the Prime Minister said housing wasn't really a federal responsibility. Well, after polls made clear that was a mistake, the federal government has jumped in with numerous new programs, photo ops, all that kind of stuff that continue right through to the day. But that brings me to the shocking stat, the part you want to remember, and one that reminds all of us how big the problem is. There is no measure, by the way, that suggests that we are even making progress. As more and more people come to Canada, the problem is compounding. Supply is not even close to meeting demand. CMHC estimates that we need something like 720,000 new housing starts every year through 2030 to help bring back affordability. Well, the problem is, like last year, for example, we fell even further behind. Our housing starts dropped 7%. We got over 1.2 million people, but we only built 262,000 houses. But here's the really shocking part. The forecast that came out, I guess it was on Thursday, by CMHC, we're not even going to get close to these numbers. They say, yes, 2023 was a down year. The next three are going to be the same. And they gave a pessimistic, a baseline and high growth scenarios for 2024, 25, and 26. I'll give you just the baseline. 224. Well, they expect 224,000 new builds. 225, 232,000. 226, 232,000. I mean, the list goes on, but the bottom line, you don't have to be a math expert to understand. Those are far, far away, not near enough to handle not just the new population growth, but what we've been doing for the last several years. That just tells me the housing crisis is here to stay for years to come.